Welcome back, Game Time. 1:31 on a Tuesday. Been a good show. Thor Tripp, Robin Watchett both stopped by. Real quick, did you see yesterday, in the least surprising news ever, Zion Williamson officially declared for the NBA draft. And it's now NBA time for Mr. Zion Williamson. And the way he's been talked about is pretty remarkable. We'll see what ends up happening, but I'm not sure I've seen a young player this hyped up as they enter the NBA since LeBron.
I couldn't agree more.
I mean, honestly, I'm trying to rack my brain over the course of the last 15, 16 years. I can't think of another player that is as hyped as Zion Williamson is. Consensus number one pick. You have people like Johnny Dawkins already calling him a Hall of Famer. I mean, some people, in all sincerity, have posed the question of, would you rather have Zion or Anthony Davis? It's like, whoa. You know, like, whoa. I mean, this guy's in rare air with how he's being discussed and talked about. And I know for me, I don't know how it was for you guys, but like, I get really immersed into college basketball. And once, you know, March hits, I don't watch very much NBA because I'm really locked into college. And then once the playoffs start for the NBA and the NCAA tournament's done, then I watch some NBA. But you know, I was struck when I turned on the very first playoff game? Was it Brooklyn and Philly?
Yeah.
It had been a couple of weeks since I had watched an NBA game, and I'd watched nothing but NCAA tournament games, and all of a sudden I turned on an NBA playoff game. And again, we're talking about Brooklyn. And I was like, whoa. Everyone on the court is balling. Like, big, strong, fast, athletic, skilled, defending. Oh. And the first thing I thought of was Zion. And I thought, context matters. Who are you playing against? Don't get me wrong, Zion is a freak. But also, don't get me wrong, he's playing against other boys. Turn on the playoffs tonight. You look at a cat like Montrezl Harrell, it's a man right there.
That's a grown-ass man.
That's a man right there. And so, listen, I think Zion's going to be a great player, but I also think it's gotten to the point where he's now maybe a little overhyped. Because, listen, I can list all the strengths that he possesses, and we could be here for days. I mean, he's a freak, once-in-a-lifetime athlete, incredible body, unbelievable size and mobility and agility, plays with a great motor, he's got really good defensive instincts both on and off the ball, really tough to keep out of the lane, better basketball feel than I think you would maybe want to give him credit for. I can go on and on, but you get the point. But if I had to go the other side, here would be two concerns. I'll go three. He's not a very good perimeter shooter. That jump shot's better not eat 30 minutes prior to watching him shoot, because it's like, ugh. He doesn't have a true position, which sometimes is good and sometimes bad. You can play him at the three. You can play him at the four. Is he a small ball five? So for now, small ball five, you're like banging with Steven Adams. You know, like, I like... And the reality, too, is he gets a lot from bully ball. You know, he bullies people. So it's weird. He's not a wing. He's not really a center. He's like a hybrid wing forward who's a really undersized to play him at the five, but maybe lacks the pure skill to play at the three. Like, the threes are skilled now. He's three. Paul George is a skilled dude. I think he's probably best suited to be a small ball five. Like a better Draymond. But at the end of the day, when you don't have a true position and you aren't a great shooter and you get a lot from bullying people, that's a tough. I think he's kind of like a mix of Draymond, Barkley, and a little bit of Blake Griffin at times.
I gotta How much like Zach Randolph?
He's a little Z-Bo. Yeah. He's a little, because Z-Bo bullies you.
Yeah.
He's a better vertical athlete and speed. You know, he's just a better athlete than Zach Randolph.
Right.
And obviously, we're talking about, like, we're talking about, I just listed all-stars, all-time great. You know, I mean, those are some big-time players there. But when you can't shoot, it's like, who knows, man? For as good as Ben Simmons, it's like he can't shoot. Now, he can maybe get to where he's eventually a capable shooter, but I don't know. I'm from the school. When you can't shoot, it somewhat caps how dominant you can be, in my opinion. I think if he's your best player, has to be the franchise player, has to be the guy, that's probably not ideal, to be honest with you. I think he's an elite Robin. I don't know if he's Batman. And I think a lot of people are talking like he's Batman. I think he's a good Robin, where if he could be an elite combination of like Pippen and Draymond type guys, like great sidekicks that are matchup problems, defend, rebound, wreak havoc with their athleticism and versatility, don't necessarily have to bring it every night scoring the ball while Batman does all the other stuff like that, that's ideal. Like you put Zion with like Kyrie, KD, or Kemba, or Damian Lillard, you know, like guys that are like put on earth to put the ball in the basket, that's a good situation for him. But if he's got to be the guy, he's got to carry the scoring load night in, night out. That's why I tell everybody slow down a little bit here. Now, again, we're pointing out moles on supermodels here, you know, like. But the only reason I do that is when people start talking about this supermodel the way they've been talking about it. I just think you put him in the NBA, make him the man. And the playoff appearances are going to rack up, playoff runs and all that. Like, I'm just not totally sure about that. Like, don't get me wrong. Again, I love Zion. He's going to be great. He's going to be number one pick. He would be incredible to have on your team. He's a competitor. He seems like a good dude. But he's not LeBron type where you can just hand the keys to the franchise and he can do it all and carry a team. And you may say, you know, like, his skill level and shooting and all that has to increase for that to happen. You know, you may say, Nick, LeBron couldn't really shoot either. Yeah, I guess. But the difference is LeBron could come in and run the point at 6'8", 250. He was skilled enough to run the show immediately. Zion isn't going to be bringing the ball up the floor, making reads off ball screens and all game for a decision. Like, he's got to be a secondary playmaker. Like, Steph is the main playmaker. Draymond's second. You see, he's playing off of Steph. Or even like Blake Griffin when he was in L.A. Like CP3 was the main playmaker. Blake was the secondary playmaker. I guess what I'm saying is Zion still has a long ways to go to me to carry a franchise. The NBA is a skill league. That's what people got to remember. I just don't think people get dudes like Anthony Davis, Blake Griffin, Joel Embiid. These guys are crazy skilled. Crazy skilled. And they're also way taller than Zion Williamson. Like, way taller. Joel Embiid's like, what, 7'1"? He might be 7'2". Blake Griffin's 6'11". Anthony Davis, 6'11". Zion Williamson is 6'7", and you talk to a lot of people who say he's actually more like 6'6". And my thing, 6'6 is not huge. Klay Thompson, 6'7".
Right.
So you realize, like, Klay Thompson's this guy's height. You know, like, I guess I'm just trying to, like, and sometimes you need this in your world, like, someone to go, you know, you're all excited about investing in a company. You sometimes need that person to be like, well, here's the thing about that company, XYZ. I'm just everyone that's ready to back the truck up and say, Zion, all hail Zion. I'm like,
the player that comes to mind in regards to like playing style of Zion is Julius Randle.
Yep.
And Julius Randle is 6'9".
Yeah. You know... I text Tolliver the other day. Mm-hmm. I said, what do you think of Zion? He goes, in a word, Julius Randle.
kind of know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there you go. As I was typing up, so this takes like a week old, by the way. But I was just waiting for him to declare for it. But I was texting Tolliver, and we'll start to have Tolliver on weekly here coming up soon. We're talking NBA playoffs with him. But, like, I think AT's with me, and Tolliver would know, man. I mean, he's been in the league for 10 years. So he's got, I mean, to carry a franchise, you got a ways to go. Because for everybody that's like, oh, man, I mean, would you rather have put Blake Griffin in the NCAA tournament. So, you know what I mean? Like, just think, put Joel Embiid in the NCAA. Put Anthony Davis in the NCAA. Anthony Davis was in the NCAA tournament. You know what they did? They won that some son of a gun. You know? Like, again, I'm hot, I'm pumped. I like him. Just breathe a little bit every once in a while. Breathe a little bit. Game time.